You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
In this life, can we be really sure of anything? Is there anything that's absolutely certain?
And if anything is certain, how can we be sure? How can we know? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When this life is over, have you ever thought about what's out there in the beyond? And have you wondered, is there something else? And if so, how can we be sure?
The Bible teaches that there are two places where souls and spirits go after this life. There's heaven and there's hell. And can anyone be sure he or she is going to heaven? After all, how can we know?
And wouldn't it be presumptuous for anyone to say, when I die, I'm going straight to heaven? How can anyone be so absolutely sure of an eternal existence with God? It's something we can't possibly know. Or can we?
Everlasting life is what all followers of Christ hope for. It's a topic the Bible assures us is a definite reality. However, there are many who have recurring doubts about their salvation. They're doing their very best to be good people, and so they presume that God will view their good works as a guarantee that they have eternal life. But the Bible does not teach that.
To have eternal life and a home in heaven, a man or a woman must possess something very special. That special thing is God's Holy Spirit. Two things guarantee eternal life: the forgiveness of sin and the Spirit of God living within us. The Bible says we are all sinners and that we are alienated from God. That happened when our first parents disobeyed God. The Bible says it clearly: for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
And Paul the Apostle wrote in his letter to the Christians at Rome, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understand. There is none that seek after God." In the beginning, God created mankind perfect and without a blemish. But when Satan, God's arch enemy, put a doubt into Adam's mind, and he and his wife believed the devil, for the first time, sin entered our perfect world.
Now, with an imperfect world and imperfect people, how do we come to God? We come by faith. We come to God's sinless Son. Jesus was put to death by wicked men. His death on a Roman cross was payment for our sins. The innocent paid for the guilty. Jesus, God, the sinless one, died in our place. Then on the third day, he rose from the dead and is now alive forevermore.
When a man or a woman or a child accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour, they are forgiven and become children of God. You can become a child of God today. Just ask Jesus for his forgiveness and he will forgive you. That prayer by faith will make you a child of God and will be the beginning of your walk with God. Do it now. Do it today.
Now, when you become a Christian, realize that from now on you're not alone. God's Holy Spirit will be living within you. And when he comes into your heart, you're secure with God. You may not feel anything, but when you ask Christ to come in, he'll be with you forever.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.